welcome your Boston Bruins.
From TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, it's the 2010 Boston Bruins Rookie Games presented by AT&T. Game two of a two-game set. Hello, everyone. I'm John Horrigan, and welcome to TD Garden. Glad to have you listening on BostonBruins.com. Tonight, the second contest. The Boston Bruins rookies coming off an impressive 5-2 victory last night here at the Garden. It featured a hat trick by 2009 first-round draft pick Jordan Caron, who had a hat trick on four shots on goal, and the first-round draft pick in the 2010 draft, Tyler Seguin, an impressive debut for the youngster. Three shots on goal, two assists. Bruins cruising in that one 5-2, a game that featured four fights. Now, scratch for tonight is first-round draft pick from 2008, Joe Colburn, who suffered a broken nose, a chipped tooth, and some stitches last night. Let's go down to Jack Edwards for the starting lineup.
Seguin. At right wing, number 74, Jamie Arneal. On defense, number 78, Ryan Button. And number 43, Matt Bartkowski. In goal, number 70, Michael Hutchinson. We ask that you rise and join in the singing of our national anthem, performed this evening by a talented vocalist and Bruins fan from Waltham. Please welcome 15-year-old Serge Clivio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
The second game in this 2010 Boston Bruins Rookie Games presented by AT&T. Hello, everybody. I'm John Horrigan. Welcome to the TD Garden. The officials tonight, the official scorer, longtime Boston Bruin Hall of Famer Ed Sanford, the timekeeper Rick Stafford, the penalty timekeeper Al Ruel Jr., the goal judges in the East Jim Wapple, and in the West Ed Quinn, our on-ice officials, the linesmen Bob Bernard and Chris Augie, the referee Terry Koharski, and Jack Edwards is on the public address. In goal for the Boston Bruins, coached by Rob Murray, the Providence Bruins head coach, is Michael Hutchinson, number 70, out of Barrie, Ontario, 6'3", 192 pounds, 20 years old, third-round draft pick in the 2008 draft, 77th overall. 4 years in the Ontario Hockey League. Last year, he spent time with the London Knights, 32-12-2, with a 2.86 goals against, 91 save percentage, and 3 shutouts. Play underway here in the first period. Got a quick whistle. In goal for the New York Islanders, coached by Scott Gordon in his third season. It's number 60 from Montreal, Quebec, Kevin Poulin. He's 6'2", 210 pounds, drafted in the fifth round in 2008. He spent 4 years with Victoriaville in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Last year, 35-16-0 with a 2.63 goals against, a 9.16 save percentage, and 7 shutouts. So Hutchinson getting the call. Rob Murray had him work with Boston Bruins goaltending coach Bob Asenza a week before training camp opened. He got to watch the game last night from the stands just to get a feel of the tempo and the flow of the game. And he's between the pipes. He's a big one. Face-off left wing circle, won by Ullstrom, fed in by Calvin DeHaan, just beyond the reach of Swede David Ullstrom. Here's Lane McDermott trying to fish it out. Jordan Caron, a hat trick last night. Out comes McDermott, had a big fight and a big goal. His dad, Paul McDermott, a longtime NHL forward, spent time with the Hartford Whalers. In fact, that's where Lane was born. Lane, not afraid to mix it up. Well over 100 penalty minutes last season for Providence. Centering pass, knocked away, tapped away there by Poulin as McDermott had an opportunity. Out come the Islanders. This is David Ullstrom. Swings in deep. Poked out there by Alexandrov. Gets a shot off as he fell down just wide. Play along the near wall. Out comes Craig Cunningham. Cunningham feeds it into the right wing side. Bumped by Anton Klementayev. Swung around by Kirill Kabanov. The length of the ice. All the way down to Hutchinson. Hutchinson will touch it up. Gets it off to Ryan Button. Button connects away to Jamie Arneil. Arneil slides it ahead for Jared Knight. Knight, a second round draft pick, tried to swing it in front. Jared, second round in 2010 for the Boston Bruins. 32nd overall, had a great game last night. There's a shot and a glove save by Michael Hutchinson. Now, a little chippiness there. That's Justin DiBenedetto, number 81, got the cross check. He's the one that put the elbow on Joe Colborne last night, giving Joe a broken nose, chipped tooth, and some stitches. So that guy's skating with a bullseye tonight. Face off left wing circle. Justin Taylor on the draw against Cunningham. Craig Cunningham for the Boston Bruins, and Cunningham won it. Wrapped around by Matt Bartkowski. Bartkowski wearing 43. Obtained in a trade with the Florida Panthers for Byron Bitts. He played well last night. Now Poulin tries to slide it around just beyond the reach of Max Sauvé. Max, 5 shots on goal last night. Great hands. Had a wonderful game for the Bruins. They fight for the puck along the boards. Tyler Randell, an assist last night in the fight. He's knocked down on the play. Big hit by Corey Sivret of the Islanders. DeHart coughs it up for Sauvé. A shot there by Spooner just went wide. Spooner, another second-round draft pick by the Boston Bruins in this past draft. He was selected 45th overall. So you've got some high draft picks. Tyler Seguin, of course, with Ryan Spooner and Jared Knight. We've got a whistle here. 17:51 to go in this opening period. No score. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us here for tonight's BostonBruins.com live streaming of the second AT&T rookie game. Last night, over 15,000 viewers tuned in to see the Bruins' 5-2 victory, and we're hoping to top that number tonight. Face off in the neutral zone. Fed out here. Here's Tarasic, Steve Tarasic out of Thornhill, Ontario. Blocked by Walker Wintoniak. He's in the lineup tonight due to the injury to Colborne. He's a big kid, 6'3". Now Tarasic just wraps it in. Hutchinson will touch it up. Michael Hutchinson swings it around the glass and the dasher. Puck chopped loose. Collected by Delahy. He had a helper last night, an assist in the first goal. Matt Delahy now slides it ahead for Joe Placatis. Joe had some big hits last night for the Bruins. Skated his lane with vigor. Now the Islanders winding up here. They want to turn the results around. They looked a little sluggish last night. They were outplayed in virtually every phase of the game last night. Now Plato Arneil couldn't make a play. Jamie Arneil lost it here. Here's David Ullstrom bearing in left side. Checked here by Steve Kampfer, wearing the C tonight, the captain. Up top, Klementayev with a shot blocked. Good block there. Might have been Ryan Donald who blocked that. Tyler Seguin actually was the one who made the play there. Seguin wearing 19 for the Boston Bruins. Only 18 years of old. Rakshani, wing-to-wing for Ullstrom, bumped in the play there by Ryan Button. Play to the left wing side. Poked at by Arneal. Here's Ryan Button. He had a point last night. Button trying to set the play. He's paired on defense with Yuri Alexandrov. Angled in, tried to send in Jared Knight. Knight out there with Tyler Seguin and Jamie Arneal. That's their number one line. Arneal couldn't make a play in front of Poulin. Back the other way, Islanders. Justin Taylor collided with Clementea. Taylor dug out here. Kirill Kabanov checked by Alexandrov. Two Russian players kept in right side. Clementea tried to swing it on block. Good play by Arneal. Arneal failed with the sweep check there. Anton Clementea took a hit from Arneal at the red line. Puck is loose. Dug out here. Walking in. Seguin, what a shot! But wide. Tyler Seguin with a scoring opportunity. Had three shots on goal last night. Little tentative in his opening shift. He said he felt much, much more comfortable as the game went on. Now big hit there as Jordan Caron made a hit on Sivrad. Now a centering pass here for Cunningham. Tried to combine with Lane McDermott. McDermott checked by Corey Sivrad. And deep Cunningham bumped on the play. Trying to dig it free. Cunningham knocked down by Kirill Kabanov. Finally taken by Corey Sivrad. Now puck along the right side. Di Benedetto, as I mentioned, he's got a bullseye. He's the one that gave the elbow to Joe Colborne last night. Play in the right wing corner. Clementeev sweeps it around. Taken here by Kabanov. Good check by Seguin. Belted Kabanov. Back come the Islanders. Just swung in by Di Benedetto. He'll go to the bench as Scott Gordon changes up. Lead for Cunningham. Gordon, former coach of the Providence Bruins. Intercepted and fed in by Tony Romano. Ryan Donald around, kept in right point. This is Hamonic. Swung in, big hit there by Randall. Tyler Randall just smacked Calvin DeHaan. At the red line, fed in by Travis Hamonic. Touched up by Hutchinson. They battle in the corner. Matt Bartkowski trying to work it out. Fighting for it with Romano. Tony Romano tried to center it. Puck to the left wing corner. Finally, Bartkowski with the puck. Matt Bartkowski out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in Ohio State, their top defenseman last year. Have a whistle here. Folks, AT&T is the proud sponsor of the Boston Bruins 2010 training camp and the 2010 regular season. Here's Sagan's scoring bid there, just wide of the goaltender Kevin Poulin. Faceoff in the right wing circle. Jamie Arneal will take the drop against David Ahlstrom. Jamie Arneal, his uncle, Scott Arneal, had a cup of coffee with the Boston Bruins out of Kingston, Ontario. Scott also played with Winnipeg and Buffalo. Arneal trying to block it. Puck fed in the left wing corner. Dug out by Walker Wintoniak on his second shift for the Bruins. Out comes Jamie Arneal, gains the line, and offside is the call. Hey, folks, a reminder, you can sign up for CyBear. That's the Bruins' email newsletter for all the latest news and information, as well as exclusive Boston Bruins ticket offers. Just click over to the homepage and track down the CyBear link under Fan Zone. Now, Calvin DeHaan. Off for Travis Hamonic, a lead-in for Nino Niederreiter, nicknamed El Nino. Highest Swiss player ever drafted. Now, DeHaan fanned on the shot, tried to get it to Niederreiter. DeHaan sweeps it in, took a hit on the play by Joe Placatis. Bruins work it out at center ice. This is Kampfer off for Placatis, couldn't get the shot off. Whistle here. Last night, the Bruins were 1-for-7 on the power play. The Islanders 0-for-4. We have a minor penalty here, and it's on Nino Niederreiter. With 13:12 to go in this opening period, Bruins go on their first power play. Penalty comes at 6:48. Here's Placatis fanned on the shot. Face-off right wing circle. Tyler Seguin centering Caron on the right side. Arneal on the left. Alexandrov paired on defense with Donald.
On number 25, Nino Niederreiter. 2 minutes for hooking. Time of the penalty, 6 minutes, 48 seconds.
So Niederreiter off for Hocking. Bruins on a power play. Last night they had 7 man advantages and tallied on one of those. Tyler Seguin, 2 assists last night. He is centering Arneal on the left side. Jordan Caron with a hat trick last night on the right side. Face off in the neutral zone. Romano out there on the kill with Robin Fegren. Mark Kadek had a strong game. And also Anton Klementiev. Out comes Tyler Seguin with a shot and a save there by Pullen with a blocker. Puck behind the net. Bruins on the power play. Up top, Alexandrov slides it for Button. They play catch. Left point, Alexandrov. Yuri Alexandrov played with Cherepovitz in the Continental Hockey League last year. Romano now gets the loose puck. Wraps it out of the zone. Minute 10 left on the minor penalty to Niederreiter. Here's Tyler Seguin. Seguin bumped in the play by Romano. Nice job by Romano to break up that rush. Back to collect Matt Bartkowski. Matt Bartkowski works it through center ice. He'll just wrap it in. Around for Knight. Couldn't make a play. Steve Kampfer will reset. Steve Kampfer, University of Michigan, 4 years, drafted in the 4th round in 2007 by Anaheim. Acquired in a trade by the Boston Bruins. And again, he's looking to make an impression, certainly with the Providence Bruins, if not with the Boston Bruins. Now a shot from the point and a save by Poulin. That one came from Kampfer. He's wearing the captain, the C. Arneal wearing the assistant captain now. A drive by Bartkowski blocked. And Robin Fegren looked like hurt. That one hurt. He's limping now. Now behind the net. Ryan Spooner centers it. And Jared Knight with a scoring opportunity. He broke his stick. Good power play here for the Bruins. 15 seconds to go on the man advantage. Shot and a save there by Poulin. So they couldn't make a play. Now Calvin DeHaan finally wrapped around by Hamonic. Kept in. Nice play. Left point. Kampfer. Off for Bartkowski. They play catch. Kampfer holding. Both teams at full strength. Top of the left wing circle. Sauvé with a shot went wide. Maxime Sauvé. Finally, Niederreiter clears it out. All the way down to Hutchinson. Tried to tap it ahead to Tyler Randall. Corey Civret back to fetch for the Islanders. Islanders getting bottled up early. Good forechecking there. McDermott in there with Cunningham for the Bruins. Sending 2 men in. That rush broken up at the Bruins' blue line. Here's Ullstrom now. Ullstrom back for Niederreiter, fanned on the shot. Matt Delahy. Offer Lane McDermott. McDermott clears the zone. Cunningham spun around. Taken here by Rhett Rakshani. Offside the call with 10:23 to go in the opening period. No score. Hey, folks, for more information on how you can get involved with the Boston Bruins Foundation, which supports youth-based charities around New England, please log on to this website, bostonbruins.com. We'd love to have you help us out. Boston Bruins Foundation helping out charities and causes for children all over New England. At center ice, angled in. Hutchinson hasn't really been tested so far. Centering pass, blocked. Nice play there. Ryan Button. Puck cleared up and out. Now trying to rush with it. Wintoniak couldn't collect it. Puck fed around for Tarasic. Out come the Islanders. Romano flips it into the right wing side. Back to collect Ryan Donald. Around for Walker Wintoniak. Matt Delahy now. Intercepted Kadek. Mark Kadek. Center ice. Fed in by Alex O'Neill. O'Neill's a tough guy. He's a pugilist. We'll watch him wearing 62 for the Islanders. He went last night. Now intercepted Placatus. Couldn't rush with it. Broken up. Mark Kadek for the Islanders. 9 minutes, 35 seconds to go. Opening period, no score. Glad to have you aboard here on BostonBruins.com. A lob shot all the way down to Hutchinson. He'll glove it and hold on for the faceoff. Well, the Boston Bruins today unveiled a new $5 instant scratch ticket with the Mass State Lottery. I'm going to be telling you about that in a little while. There, centering pass there. Shot saved by Hutchinson. Rebound pops in the air. Chopped down by Button to Benedetto. Whistles one right across the goal mouth. Kept in by Klementiev. Here's to Benedetto. Checked by Button. Now, centering pass shot knocked away. Hutchinson, point blank, Kirill Kavanaugh for the Islanders. Justin DiBenedetto. Right wing circle, trying to get it to Kavanaugh. Couldn't hold it. Justin Taylor now. Fed it to the left point, Kadek. Lost control. In the neutral zone, swept in by Taylor. All the way down to Hutchinson. Just beyond the reach of Yuri Alexandrov. A shot angled wide there from the right point. That was fed in by Rhett Rakhshani. Bruins trying to get something going here. Opening period, 8 minutes, 35 seconds to go. No score. Glad to have you along. Pass intercepted, David Ullstrom. Rhett Rakhshani goes in deep, watched by Alexandrov, pokes it away. They're tied up behind the net. Dug out here by Niederreiter. Finally taken by Alexandrov, off for Jared Knight. Out comes Cunningham. 3-on-2 for the moment, trying to break with Arneil. Arneil right side, a drive, blocked. Rebound just caromed beyond Jared Knight. Back comes Ullstrom. Poked away, nice play there by Jamie Arneil. Now Niederreiter tries to bear in. Whistle here, offside the call. Yeah, that lottery ticket I wanted to tell you about. Well, today, in front of the TD Garden, Boston Bruins president Cam Neely, along with treasurer Timothy Cahill, unveiled the new ticket, including a 50-foot by 30-foot replica. That's a big ticket. This afternoon, that took place, and it's a $5 Boston Bruins ticket, and it follows in the footsteps of last year's $2 Boston Bruins ticket, which is among the fastest-selling $2 tickets in the history of the Mass Lottery. So look for that, a $5 Boston Bruins scratch ticket. Now, sorry pass, and a save by Poulin. All the crowd buzzing about that one. That one almost trickled home. Back come the Islanders. Tarasic trying to make a play. Wing-to-wing pass. Knocked away. Out come the Bruins. Max Sauvé. Max Sauvé tries to slip the D. Centering pass for Spooner, and he couldn't get the shot off. Nice setup there. Maxime Sauvé for Ryan Spooner. Back come the Islanders now. Tony Romano, left wing circle drive, and he scores. Tony Romano gets the Islanders on the scoreboard first. It's 1-0. Well, that was a blast from the left wing circle. Romano got good wood on it. And the Islanders have a one-goal advantage. Tony Romano out of Smithtown, New York, 5'10", centerman, 22 years old. Last year, spent time with the Bridgeport Sound Tigers. That's the New York Islanders American Hockey League affiliate. 21 games, a goal and an assist. Also spent time with Toledo Walleye of the ECHL. There's a shot saved, and the net is dislodged. And we're going to have a cross-checking penalty here, I believe. As the Islanders are swarming, it's going to go against the Boston Bruins' Matt Delahy. So Delahy is off for cross-checking. At 12:45, it'll give the Islanders their first power play of the night. You can see there, he just ran his man right into the side of the Bruins' net. I believe that was DiBenedetto that took the brunt of that shaft. So, the Islanders are on the power play. Ullstrom, left wing circle, centering Niederreiter on the right side, Rakhshani on the left. They've got DeHaan on the point, along with Hamonic. Arneil out there with
Matt Delahy.
Here's Jack.
2 minutes cross-checking. Time of the penalty, 12 minutes, 45 seconds.
So, Delahy off for cross-checking. Nino Niederreiter. He's the highest Swiss player ever drafted in the history of the NHL, taken in the first round this year by the Islanders, fifth overall. He's wearing 25 for the Isles. Up top, Calvin DeHaan. Right side, Ullstrom slides it in deep. Niederreiter, right side. He got in a fight last night. Calvin DeHaan, a backhander, block. Hamonic tried to wheel it on goal. Nice play, DeHaan at the left point to keep it in. Calvin DeHaan. Out of Carp, Ontario. Puck angle behind the net. Swept around. Rhett Rakhshani. Bobs it back for DeHaan. Slides it cross ice for Nino Niederreiter. Harassed all the way by Lane McDermott. Niederreiter, right wing circle. Up top for DeHaan. 54 seconds left. on the power play. 6:07 left in this first period. 1-0 the Isles. Rakshani, a one-timer and a save by Michael Hutchinson. Holds on and a scrum in front of the net. And right there is Travis Hamonic. And Rakshani is entangled. Nice crowd here tonight. Last night, 11,571 people. And again, it's the best buy in town. $5 for a rookie game. The Bruins are back for the 2010-2011 season. Here it is again. A one-timer coming from the left wing circle, and Hutchinson held on. And then Kampfer and Hamonic involved there. McDermott always willing. And Rakshani got a right hand in. Lane McDermott, out of Hartford, as I mentioned, a fourth-round draft pick by the Bruins, 112th overall in 2009. Spent time last year with Providence. Here's Jack.
Tony Romano, the assists to number 41, Robin Fegren, and number 61, Tony DeHart. The time of the goal, shot. 12 minutes, 34 seconds.
There's a save by Hutchinson. So Robin Fegren and Tony DeHart pick up the assists on the Tony Romano goal. A nice save there made by Michael Hutchinson with 5:46 to go in this opening period. Glad to have you along, everybody. Face off right wing circle, Cunningham. 30 seconds remain on the minor penalty to Delahy for the Bruins. Islanders skating on their first power play. Now a shot saved by Hutchinson, holds on. Michael Hutchinson out of Barrie, Ontario. Third round draft pick in 2008. He won 32 games last year for the London Knights in the Ontario Hockey League. Faceoff will be in the right wing circle to the left of goaltender Michael Hutchinson. Craig Cunningham, check that, Ryan Spooner on the draw against Kavanaugh for the Bruins. Puck swung around, 15 seconds left on the power play. Fegren knocked down. Kadek can't make a play. Cunningham, finally, they relieve the pressure. Out comes Ryan Spooner. Both teams full strength. A one-timer here by Cunningham. Whistles wide. Rebound caroms all the way out to Kavanaugh. Out comes Fegren. Both teams at full strength. Trailer DiBenedetto with a shot knocked away by Hutchinson. Rebound behind the net. Hamonic. Here's Kadek now at center ice. Mark Kadek along the line. Right side. Drops it back for Kavanaugh with a shot misfired. Loose puck dug out by Kampfer. Pressure all Islanders here. Since the power play ended, Kavanaugh, right point. Tarasic angled in. Kavanaugh took a hit from Bartkowski. Finally, the Bruins collect. Out comes Tyler Randall, right side, bumped by Justin Taylor. Broken up. Good work there by Corey Sivrat. Islanders carrying the play here late in the first period. 4:25 to go, 1-0. Big hit Delahy as he wrapped Rakshani. Puck fed in by Tony DeHart, right side. Delahy knocked by Rakshani. Bruins getting hemmed in here. Puck slid in by Niederreiter. Rakshani for Sivrat. Nice play left point. In deep for Ahlstrom. Ahlstrom checked by Delahy. Hit the side of the net. Nice check by Matt Delahy. Can't relieve the pressure, though. Possession still the Isles. Koharski ran into a Bruin player there, or the Bruin player ran into Koharski. Finally, loose puck jumped on by Donald. Donald around for Delahy. Ahlstrom battles for it. Donald in to help out. Finally taken by Maxime Sauvé. Max clears the zone. Max Sauvé, good game last night. His father, J.F. Sauvé, was a forward for the Buffalo Sabres. Played nearly 300 games in the NHL. And his uncle was the former Sabre goaltender, Bob Sauvé. Back comes Justin Taylor. Bumped by Jared Knight. Shot saved by Hutchinson. He covers up for the faceoff. Taylor cutting across the crease. Folks, Bruins tickets are on sale now. Whether you're looking for a single game, a 5 or 10 game plan, a half season, or a group outing, your source for information is bostonbruins.com. Flip over to the homepage and click on the tickets menu. Come on down to the Garden. Now Taylor bumps Ryan Button in deep finally. Jared Knight flips it out of the zone. DeHaan now. Wheels it for Hamonic. Hamonic Sends it the length of the ice. Back to collect as Yuri Alexandrov. Icing is the call. 3:04 to go. Opening period, 1-0. Face off left wing. Left wing circle. Tyler Seguin. He sat for a while here in this period. He took the draw. He's out there with Jamie Arneal, Jared Knight. Now behind the net, Arneal double team. Tied up by Romano. Alex O'Neill can't make a play. Nice play by Alexandrov from his knees. Out comes Alex O'Neill. Broken up by Jared Knight. Seguin hit from behind by Alex O'Neill. Tyler Seguin now slides it back for Yuri Alexandrov. Alexandrov connects away to Jared Knight. Jared had a great game last night, I thought. Really hustled. Showed his speed, and you could see why the Bruins selected him in the second round. Out come the Islanders. 2:24 to go. They have a 1-0 lead. Ullstrom trying to center it. Knocked away. A shot and a save by Hutchinson. That one came from Rakhshani. He holds on. Michael's been under siege here in the first period, and he's held the fort well. Hey, folks, as we mentioned, tonight's game has been organized in part by the Boston Bruins Foundation, the Bruins' nonprofit arm that assists charitable organizations which exhibit a strong commitment to enhancing the quality of life for children throughout New England. Now, Matt Bartkowski through center ice. Slides it in the backhand for McDermott. Tried to work it in front. Jordan Caron battles for it. Coming off a hat trick last night. Here's Nino Niederreiter. Nice play, Bartkowski. Slides it right back in. Under 2 minutes to go here. Opening period, 1-0 the Isles. Glad to have you along wherever you are watching this live stream on the Boston Bruins website, bostonbruins.com. Glad to have you aboard. Now Cunningham couldn't make a play. Gaddick tried to send away Niederreiter. Broken up by Bartkowski. Bartkowski. Slides it to an open Cunningham, top of the right wing circle. A drive and a save there by Kevin Poulin, and he holds on for the faceoff. 1:30 to go in the opening period. One of the things you got to remember here with these two rookie games is you get two fights, you get a game misconduct. So some of the players who are, I guess you could say that they're on probation, Travis Hamonic, Alex O'Neill, Nino Niederreiter, and Tony DeHart for the Islanders. For the Bruins, Matt Delahey, Tyler Randall, Ryan Donald, and Alex Antoine Roussel. Now a shot there and saved by Hutchinson. 1:19 to go. It's going to be a little chippy. If you notice, it's Justin DiBenedetto. Yeah, he's the center of attention. The reason why is because he put an elbow on Joey Colborne, Bruins first-round draft pick from 2008. Sent Joe to the hospital, chipped tooth, broken nose, some stitches. It was a cheap shot, a major penalty, an elbow. So he may pay the price. Somebody will call him out tonight. Ryan Donald now winding up. Off for Walker Wintoniak, skating for the first time for the Bruins in this game. He did not dress last night. He's had three shifts so far. There's a shot and a save there by Kevin Poulin. Holds on for the faceoff. 1:07 to go. Shots on goal in this period. Islanders dominating 12-3. Now, Tony Romano. It was Justin Taylor who got involved. Shoved somebody down there. There's Yannick Riendo. This kid's a goal scorer. Yannick Riendo skating in his first game for the Bruins out of Brossard, Quebec. Last year with the Providence Bruins, 22 games and only one goal. But with Drummondville in 2009, 64 games. Check this out. 58 goals, 68 assists. And here's the unbelievable statistic. For Drummondville of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League, in four playoff games, he had 19 points. That's right, 19 points in four games. We're under a minute to go here, first period. Play to left wing side. Battling for it, Sauvé. Dug out by Alexandrov. And we're going to have a hooking call here as down went Tarasic. Crowd upset about that one. That's going to put the Islanders on their second power play. Yuri Alexandrov will go off for hooking. Time of the penalty. 19-13. Here's Jack.
One, Yuri Alexandrov. 2 minutes for hooking at 19 minutes, 12 seconds.
Tell you what, Jack Edwards is the voice of the Boston Bruins on Nesson. Did his first PA for the Bruins last night. Did a wonderful job. And I'm just thankful that I'm sitting in for Jack tonight. Calvin DeHaan. Off for Hamonic. Isles on the power play. They'll have the power play until the end of the period. Nino Niederreiter. Up for Calvin DeHaan. Off for Rhett Rakshani. DeHaan keeps it in along the line. Blocked by McDermott. McDermott sprawls to the ice. Almost made a play. Here's Rhett Rakshani. Down 18 seconds left. Try to work it in front. Blocked there by Ryan Button. Left point, Calvin DeHaan. Cross ice pass, Niederreiter. Up top for DeHaan. Down to 7 seconds left. His shot blocked by Arneil. Goes to the left wing boards. 3-2. And that's going to do it for this first period. So, we've come to the conclusion of one period of play with this 2010 Boston Bruins rookie game presented by AT&T Game 2 with the score. The New York Islanders rookies 1 and the Boston Bruins rookies nothing. We'll be right back with second period action right after this.